The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small-batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Reynaldo Aviana Barrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Dr. Michael Einson.
Very good.
We're going to be talking about a lot of different things today. Thermography, plantar fasciitis. Did I say it right?
Fasciitis.
You could say it any way you want.
Well, you know, I've had it for like a year. And I've heard mixed.
Is that why you wanted me to speak on it?
Well, no, I didn't even know.
I found an article on it.
And I think, I don't know. We'll find out.
It's a very good topic.
Yeah. And I've got two different opinions as to what causes it. But I want to hear yours. We'll talk about that. We've got Keith and Michelle Norris coming up. We're going to be talking about Paleo FX 2020 and everything that's going to be happening down there. Are you going this year, Daniel?
You know, I was just asked that, and I got to see. I have a trip planned to North Carolina in April, and I got to see if it falls on that weekend.
Are you taking your bike?
No, this one I'm flying because I only have a couple days to go see a buddy.
Yeah. So you're going to North Carolina.
North Carolina, visit a buddy. He's got a massage and workout facility, and we're going to go down there and play on motorcycles. And,
nice. Yeah, and you love doing that. You do.
I do.
What time of year? When's your annual trip with your dad on the motorcycles?
Well, there hasn't been an annual, but it's usually summertime. This year we're all meeting in Gunnison in July to go four wheeling.
Where's Gunnison?
Gunnison, Colorado. That's where my dad grew up. So I got a Jeep since last time I saw you.
An old
1988 Jeep Wrangler.
Oh,
so
my
gosh. Take that down there. Yeah,
wow.
Just put new rims and tires on it.
I've got one of those in my barn, but it's not mine. I've got a couple of guys that pay me money to store their cars in my barn.
Oh, that's smart.
A little side hustle.
Yeah, I'm a little side hustle there. I'm going to turn it into a regular business.
You can make a lot of money. I'm always looking for places to store stuff.
So. Really?
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
call
right
Bern.
I'll just call you next time.
I'll be in business May the 1st.
There you go.
Like officially.
Nice.
I love a side hustle. I just,
smart.
Yeah, it is smart. Yeah. Why would you not do that? I've got this 5,000 square foot,
huge
full tilt wall commercial building. Yeah. It cost a lot of money to build. I'm going to monetize it.
Yeah, it's smart.
And help pay my taxes and my dog food bill.
Yeah, that's probably a lot. Are you up to 20 animals still?
23
now. Man.
Cats and dogs. And I have to tell you, I was in Whole Foods yesterday getting some Castor and Pollux, I think is how you pronounce the last name. It's the only one I use because it's organic and they have the little raw bites. And I have to tell you, it's pretty good dog food, but every time I add, one of the big bags, it's almost $100. So I had some other stuff in my cart and put two bags of dog food in there. The big bags now, granted.
The big ones, yeah.
Organic with the raw bites and all that, which are really, really good for my animals. And then, ba-boom, I should say, cha-ching, $200 later.
Right. How long does that last you, though?
Or 100.
Like a month?
Okay, I'm exaggerating. By $160 later. No,
still.
No. I buy that much food like every 10 days.
Oh, wow.
What?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense for 23.
How many dogs?
And then I, and cat, 10 dogs.
10 dogs.
13 cats. Yeah. And a bunch of koi fish.
Yeah.
You know? I'm a koi fish. Koi fish pond expert. Yeah. I had a little trouble with my pond over the weekend, and not sure exactly what happened, but I got all my I got it all rebalanced and clear.
Have you seen The Art of Driving in the Rain?
The Art of Driving in the Rain?
That movie?
No.
I've heard of it.
Oh, it's exquisite. For dog lovers, it's the most remarkable dog movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's about a five hanky movie, but it's exquisite.
Well, you know, guys love their movies, don't they?
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
So what's your all-time, I'm going to ask both of you guys here today, what's your all-time favorite movie, Dr. Einstein?
I got to say right off the top of my head, it's Camelot.
Camelot. Nice.
The original Camelot.
Okay. That's Mine's The Godfather. I'm just joking. Kind of, sort of. Although The Godfather is a really good one. I'm Italian. So if you didn't know that, with my name, Bernadette Fischetti, rhymes with spaghetti. Yeah. We just met this morning. So, but what's your favorite movie, Daniel?
Off the top of my head, it would be The Last Samurai.
Oh,
wow. I enjoy that movie. It's a good movie.
Very nice.
Yeah. I enjoy the Asian culture.
I always get in trouble when I do an Asian voice. I'm probably going to get an email
over that. I remember
that.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Everybody
you
needs to lighten up. You've been making fun of Italians for years. Okay.
It's
the gold chain. Forget about it. Right.
Yeah.
Oyasumi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All in good spirit.
All in good spirit.
It is all in good spirit. Speaking of good spirit, okay. So you know who Ryan Holiday is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's in the same genre as some of the other people that you've turned us on to over the years. Mm-hmm.
What's his
authors.
Book again?
There's several. The Obstacle is the Way, Stillness is the Key, The Daily Stoic. And so
they
have these Daily Stoic cards. And I went over this yesterday, but I thought this morning it would be great for you because you're kind of that Daily Stoic kind of guy. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And so you basically pick seven cards out of this deck. I'm going to shuffle them again. I didn't like the cards I got yesterday.
Me neither. Okay.
They were I don't know. They were
reshuffle it until you like
some,
it.
Some of them were good and some of them and so, you know, some of them are perception, action, will, and I guess that's it. Perception,
mm-hmm.
action, will. So you go through and you pick seven. So I'm going to pick seven. I'm just going to go through these and then see. Okay, so here they are. What did I get? Okay, what did you get? I feel like I'm playing with like tarot cards or something. Not, I would never do that.
Right.
I'm not into that.
These are fun though.
But that's what it feels like. I'm doing something.
Like
I don't know.
Quiz cards.
Something
mystical.
Weird. I'm doing something mystical. Yeah. Okay. This is so you. I'm so glad we're doing this. Do something that scares you. This is day number. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I need one more. Hold on. I didn't count it right. Okay. So do something that scares you. What would you do if you were going to scare yourself today? Let's just say this is your card for today.
Hold a snake.
Oh,
that would
God.
Scare the.
Really?
Out of me. You know, I hate snakes.
I know.
Even
hate
like
them.
Your ones.
Oh, any but kind.
You know,
I don't care.
Me too. But you know what? I have creepy. To tell you, that's funny that you bring that up because I saw my first snake of the season two nights ago and I didn't do anything. I said hello to the snake. I stayed a few feet away. And he was, I got to say, he wasn't huge. Or if he was, I probably would have been screaming, running all over my property. But he was, you know, medium size.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell because it was dark. And he was, he was all, you know, doing that thing where they slither all over. But I couldn't tell if he was poisonous or not. And even if he was, I made the decision. I said to myself, Bernadette, even if he's poisonous, just let it go. Just let him go back into the, and I did. And Charlie was there with me. I could have just sicked Charlie on him if I wanted to, but that's
but
dangerous
gets,
too.
Yeah, that's
the dog
dangerous.
Would get bit. That's
exactly.
not, that's not, yeah, what am I
no,
thinking?
Not good.
Yeah, but I have seen a dog do that before.
Yeah.
You know,
did
where they go after a snake and then they shake it.
Right.
Yeah. My dog Millie did that once. He did, or she did. And,
yeah.
And I'm having a memory of my first husband running across the yard like a girl.
That would be like me. That would be me.
That's awesome.
He'll be really mad if he hears me saying this, but but it's serious. I'm serious. So Millie was sitting there shaking the snake in the backyard, and he's like, "Woo!" running across the yard.
Yeah, snakes. I don't. I've had to deal with them a lot in the past. I do not.
That's why
them.
We're divorced.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Those are good.
So hold a snake.
Yeah, hold a snake.
I don't know
me.
If I could
I'll
do
pass.
That. Yeah. If I knew that it wasn't poisonous, I probably could do it. But I'm no way am I holding a poisonous snake.
No. I could hold a snake. I would not enjoy it.
Okay.
I could do it if I had to.
This is one of the same ones from yesterday that Jill, and I was laughing about this actually when I was driving home last night from getting dog food at Whole Foods, but it says, dress radically different today. Notice the reaction or lack thereof from others.
I've only ever seen Daniel in his tell-off shirt. So.
Check this out, though. So I did start dressing radically different. Some people have noticed.
What?
Shoes? Shoes.
They're like moccasins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you had like the toe shoes before, right?
Yeah, I've had the five-finger toe shoes.
But if you were going to, let's see, if you were going to dress radically different, I could see you like in a flannel shirt.
That's what I wore
like
on Sunday.
Jean shorts or something, right?
That's more normal of how I dress. Like flannel jeans, like cowboy boots, just regular boots. Like that's more how I actually dress. Hmm. This is not how I dress.
That's
like
not
this
how you
is
dress.
Work. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Fill one trash bag with litter. We got to go through these quick because we got to go to break. Do a 24-hour news fast. Oh, I do that all.
That's, yeah,
nice.
I do that every day.
Yeah,
yeah. Take a cold shower. I know you do that all the time too. Because
I don't
it's
do
a
it all
biohack.
The time. I do it. I don't do it all the time.
Okay,
not as much as I should.
Have a pleasant conversation with someone. These are from yesterday. Same ones. I got to shuffle better.
That was a terrible shuffle.
Yeah, that was a terrible shuffle. Okay, forget about
all
it.
Right.
We're going to break. All right, everyone. We've got a fantastic show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Dr. Michael Einson, and I have Keith and Michelle Norris on the line. They are the founders of PaleoFX, one of the largest paleo platforms in the world. Their website is paleofx.com or on Instagram at paleofx. Such an honor to have you guys back. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Well, is it going crazy getting ready for the big event at the end of April? It's April 26th to the 29th, correct?
24th through the 26th, I believe.
Okay, there you go. I'm wrong, but that's okay.
That's okay.
So it's
that's okay. We do the same thing. We do the same thing because we have it on the same weekend every year, the last weekend of April. So those dates get really close together. So it's like, oh, that's what the dates were last year. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And thank you for being
it's
so gracious.
A little crazy for us.
Yeah. Well, so can you share, I was thinking this morning, can you share some of the speakers that are going to be at this year's event and maybe some new innovative companies that will be there as well and some of the activities?
Absolutely. So we have the normal cast of characters, which is like Rob Wolf, Mark Sisson, Chris Kresser, Nora Gagaudis. And this year, I'm really excited to have Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dale Bredesen, who wrote the book, The End of Alzheimer's, Dr. Elena Villanueva, and Jim Quick, whose book will be coming out just, it'll be pre-launching at PaleoFX.
Nice.
And they will be on an epic brain panel, which is one of my things that I'm super excited about this year because, as you know, gut and brain health are definitively linked together, and overall physical health is linked to both the gut and the brain axis.
Which I cannot wait to moderate. That's going to be such an awesome panel.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. What day is that at the event?
That one will be on Saturday.
Nice. Well, you know, gosh, there's so much to know out there. I want to share so much information, stuff that I just recently read, but I want to stay focused on what we're talking about. So, you know, Austin is like one of the best cities in the world to have this event. How does the city, what do they think? What does the city of Austin think about having Paleo FX there? They have to be excited.
Yeah, definitely. So Austin is a very highly educated and very health conscious town, very entrepreneurial. So it fits right in with the entire theme of Paleo FX and the brand and the tribe and everything. So people from the Austin area are really excited about having it right in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Austin is really the epicenter of health and wellness, and it's also an epicenter of entrepreneurship, and the two go hand in hand at Paleo FX.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And it's just a great city with all the live music and all the great food. You know, there's so many great food vendors down there. And speaking of food, what about the food at Paleo FX this year? Let's talk about that.
Well, we have amazing exhibitors that are on our expo floor that have incredible offerings. So you can walk around Paleo FX, and we vet them very heavily. We have a very large list of banned ingredients that are not allowed on our floor. So all of them have been vetted before they even are able to walk through our doors and start sampling or offering their the goods that they have. So that's one thing that you can feel really comfortable when you walk into mm-hmm. Paleo FX, that unless you have like a nut allergy, you're pretty fine with just about everything that's on our floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're making me think. We've talked before multiple times and actually aired the interview that we had the last couple of years about Paleo FX mm-hmm. and how the whole thing started. Do you want to tell our listeners the story again that maybe don't know? And also, as well, the criteria that you have in order for anyone to be a vendor or a speaker or whatever, be a part of Paleo FX is quite an incredible list of criteria that they must meet in order to be a part of all of this.
Yeah, so the very quick backstory to Paleo FX is that our daughter Brittany was killed in a car accident 10 and a half years ago. And when we went to her first memorial service, she was killed 3 days before her 23rd birthday and a week before her college graduation. We held her first memorial service on what would have been her 23rd birthday. And Keith and I were there. We had a receiving line, and we received almost 700 people. And they were telling us how Brittany had changed their lives in very specific and very profound ways. So we immediately knew that we needed to carry on her legacy. The thing is that her gifts were very different from ours. She was very gifted musician and singer. Those were definitely not our gifts. So we mm-hmm. really struggled to try to figure out what that was going to look like. And what we realized a couple of years later was that we just needed to operate in our gifts. And our gifts are food and nutrition and health and wellness and fitness. So when we had the opportunity come up, when we recognized that there was a need for an immersion conference to be able to help people understand paleo science and put it into daily practice in their lives, that's where Paleo FX and Brittany's legacy were born. So Paleo FX and everything we do in health and wellness is completely, she was the catalyst for everything that we do. And so we're carrying on Brittany's legacy through Paleo FX and all of our health and wellness endeavors. And then as far as the, like I said, the banned ingredients list, I can't even remember how many banned ingredients are on our list.
There's a lot.
70 plus.
Yeah.
Right. So we don't allow all of those ingredients onto the Paleo FX floor, and every person, every company, signs a contract stating that they will not bring anything that has any of those ingredients on the floor. So that's one of the things that we do to make sure and vet that we have the highest possible. Because the thing is that you can take money from anyone. They want to come to Paleo FX and everything.
Right.
We can take money from lots of companies,
mm-hmm.
but that's not what we're about. We want to make sure that all of the brands that are represented on the floor at Paleo FX are something that we are proud of and that we believe is a healthy alternative to what else is out there on the market, or is the best solution for any of the issues or problems that you have in your health and a wellness journey.
And we believe that removing toxins out of your life, whether that's additives, whether that's toxic people, whether that's toxic attitude, Anything toxic in your surrounding is a massive step towards regaining your health and vitality.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many ways to get tricked. You know, I brought in, you guys will laugh, last night I brought contraband into my house. That's what I call it, stuff that has stuff in it, that you know, ingredients that I ban. And so I let my daughter, I didn't want to be, you know, the Nazi mother always watching, you know, just being that food person. And so I told her, you know, yeah, go pick a couple of snacks. Well, she picked, and we were at Target, she picked these dried mangoes, okay, from this brand called Good Sense. I flipped them over this morning to look at them because she took some in her lunch. And, you know how moms are. Michelle, we get so busy. Dad's too, as well. But in the ingredients was artificial color, FDC, yellow number 5 mm-hmm. and yellow number 6. And I was like, ah, because I'm not going to let her eat these. But we all are so vulnerable to these companies that mm-hmm. don't produce clean products that we give to our children.
Right. And that's why it's very, very important. And at PaleoFX, you will have access to companies who you can trust. And I think that's a big deal. That's a time saver, right? Because it's very, very difficult to walk the aisles and look at each and every label, you know, when you're trying to choose food products
right.
like that. But it's so much easier to find reputable companies who you can trust and order from or buy off the shelf.
Right.
You know, with those companies.
You've done the homework for us.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I heard you have you're having a charity event on Saturday. Can you expand on that?
Yes. So our charity event on Saturday is benefits Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, who we all know fight every day for our rights to food freedom and to choose what we want to eat. And they protect farmers, particularly farmers that are doing things right. Because obviously we all know that there's confined animal feeding operations that are the type of farming that we don't agree with and we don't think is good for planet or humans. And so they protect all those farmers that are doing everything right. And so the party on Saturday night is going to benefit them, and it's called Burn for a Cause, and it's a costume party. Burning Man style costumes. We have Karangi, who is an international sound healer, will be playing, and we have another DJ that will be there.
Nice.
And just lots of really cool stuff. And our hospitality sponsor is Dry Farm Wines, so they will be providing wines. So all the proceeds for that event will be going to Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Nice. That's really nice. So how can listeners attend? And are there still any badge discounts left?
Yes, and we actually have a discount for your listeners specifically. Oh. It is One Life 30, and it's 30% off any of
Ooh.
Our badges.
Okay.
The only thing we don't discount is the charity celebration tickets, because that all the proceeds go to the charity, and it's a very inexpensive ticket to go to begin with, especially when you consider that the hospitality sponsor, Dry Farm Wines, is providing all the wine, you know, that evening. So it's free flowing. And and I will just say this, get your tickets for that charity celebration. Our charity celebration sells out every year, and there's always people trying to find tickets to get there. We increased the capacity this year by double so that we wouldn't have that problem. But we do expect it to sell out fairly soon.
It sounds like a blast.
The PaleoFX premiere and VIP tickets
right.
will sell out as well. So that's a push to get those tickets, get them early, use the One Life 30 discount, and come on into Austin for the big show.
All right. Keith and Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your story and jumping on the air with us today. I can't wait to be there. And you said the code was One Life 30, right, for 30% off tickets?
That's it.
All right.
Yes, that's it.
You guys take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay, you have a great day. Thank
All
you
right.
for having us.
You too, you guys. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. You're liking this music, aren't you?
I love the Justin Timberlake scene.
I do too. I do too. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo on the controls. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, and Dr. Michael Ensign. He is a naturopathic doctor and also a chiropractor, and he has operated holistic, nutritionally based practices for over 30 years. Dr. Ensign, opened the first thermography diagnostic center in the U.S. called Thermography Center of Dallas. Their website is thermographycenter.com. I've always been fascinated with this, and here's why, doctor. doctor. Okay, tell me the news. Okay. So my OBGYN over 10 years ago told me that the mammogram was antiquated and it wasn't good for you, and that they had even written about it in the medical journal, but yet still here we are in 2020 still doing mammograms, and I often wonder why. And this will make you laugh. So, you know, the race for the cure, which for the cancer and the mammography and all that. And so I was in my living room when it came on, and I don't even usually have the television on, but I did, and it was, you know, a local event. They were televising it here, and I was like, yeah, race for the bank is more like it.
Correct.
Because that's what I feel like when I think about mammograms. They're truly antiquated. There's sonograms and thermography and all these other things that you can do that are much better. And for all you men out there listening that don't have breasts, that have never gone through a mammogram and had your breasts squished into this machine and flattened, and it's dehumanizing. It really is. And they're not that accurate. Am I right?
Well, it's beyond not even accurate. The first publication was 1996. That was a large documented book that says if you want to reduce breast cancer by 75% in this country, you just have to stop getting a mammogram because they cause cancer.
Yep.
Since that time, which is a long time ago, many books have come out documenting that mammograms cause cancer.
And yet here we are, still squishing boobs all over the country, right?
It's a big business.
Oh, my gosh. It is a big business. And, okay, so can you explain to the listeners what thermography is?
Thermography is a technology that was created by medical doctors in Germany. And they did about a 20,000 patient study, brought it over to this country, got it immediately accepted by the FDA as an adjunctive diagnostic technique. And it's completely non-invasive. It takes 119 readings from different points on the body. And you sit in a temperature-controlled room for 10 minutes. You redo 119 points. And it's the only true test that shows you the function of every single organ of your body internally.
Whoa.
It tells you if there is something happening in the breast, it'll identify things 7 to 10 years before it manifests on any kind of medical technology.
Holy
whether
smoke.
It's a CAT scan, whether it's a sonogram, it makes no difference. And that's by proven by medical studies. It also evaluates prostate health. And so it is approved for various cancers, and it'll identify the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is your immune system, runs from head to toe, and there is no other diagnostic technique that evaluates your lymphatic system. And so it'll show you exactly if there is something happening in the breast, where it's coming from. We all know holistically nothing ever starts in the breast.
Right.
That is basically lymphatic tissue. It's a dumping ground for toxins. So where is the cause? The thermogram always reveals it. And earlier you were talking about gut and brain health.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thermogram also identifies functions in the brain. It'll show you heavy metal toxicity. It'll show you infections in the brain. It'll show you inflammation in the brain. And it'll show you why things are happening in the gut. So we've understood the brain-gut connection for over 30 years.
Yeah. Well, the vagus nerve is what connects all of it together through your heart and everything, right?
Well, actually, it's one step deeper. Harvard did studies that now have documented something called the enteric nervous system.
Really?
Which is over 1,000 nerves that go directly from the brain to the gut.
Wow.
So Dr. Gundry obviously knows about that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So will some of the other speakers.
Mm-hmm, that are going to be at Paleo FX.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you going? You get 30% off your ticket.
I had never heard of
One
it
Life
before,
30.
To
well,
be honest.
There
today
you go.
Is my first day.
The universe
day.
Brought us together for a reason.
Yes, I totally believe that.
Okay, so I guess I was going to ask you, so how is thermography different from mammograms? But you kind of already explained it. You want to explain it a little deeper?
It's virtually day and night. If you do a mammogram and you find something growing, then the next thing is to either do biopsy or deeper invasive technologies that also damage tissues. With a thermogram, you're going to be able to identify which organs are involved. Is it liver? Or is it the hormonal axis? Are you having an effect from your uterus, from your ovaries, from your thyroid? So it does the actual function, and that's a very, very unique test.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things I think of my dear friend, Ines Nesbitt DiCarlo, who passed away a couple of years ago from ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer is so deadly because it goes undetected for years, right?
Correct. Almost all the cancers do. When I first went into practice, what drove me to find thermography was that I inherited, through my mentor, a predominant cancer patient base. And I had them bring in their blood work and their diagnoses, because they were all medically diagnosed, and they brought in their biopsy reports. And their blood work was, on the average, about 99% normal.
Wow.
Including all of their cancer markers. But it was only through biopsy that they actually revealed that. So I said, this is not good. I had to go on a search for the answers, and that's when I connected with the medical doctors from Germany and studied with them predominantly.
Well, you know, the Germans are so advanced.
Yes.
They are so advanced in all of this. And they even, if I'm not mistaken, I can't think of it right now, and I haven't, you know, researched this, but it just popped into my head. There is a type of thermography, but a treatment for certain cancers that's heat based as well, is it not? That can, do you know what I'm talking about?
There are several that are that way. Actually, I just
They're
finished
very effective.
And I just finished a seminar with Dr. Kuzoko from Japan, who has traveled worldwide, and her technology is based on heat with far infrared, based also on ancient Japanese Chinese medicine with traditional Chinese acupuncture.
Uh-huh.
And she was invited to the oncology center in Cuba, saw 40 oncology patients, and healed 38.
Wow. And can the thermography also detect heart disease?
Yes. Thermography is very significant with heart disease. It has a myocardial alert on it. It does the pericardium, which is the muscle of the heart. It does the internal carotid artery, the external carotid artery, and it also does the electrical connection to the heart.
Whoa.
So it shows heart disease many, many, many years before anything surfaces on the medical side.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. There's so much to know. I'm so glad you came in studio today. I've been wondering about a thermography for a very long time, and it's great to talk to an expert about it. And anything else you want people to know out there listening?
Just that we always honor everyone, no matter what walk of life they come from, that we have specials every month. Personally, I see and read every single report, and we've done over 20,000 reports for our clinic, and there is a...
you can't read his chicken scratch,
I actually finally could. So there's two different types of thermography.
Right.
One is a camera,
okay,
which is more used medically. All it does is do surface view of temperature changes. And it doesn't tell you really anything about what the cause is. Our thermography is regulatory thermography or functional medicine thermography that will tell you the function of your liver, your gallbladder, your pancreas, your pituitary gland, your adrenal glands, your thyroid gland.
Wow.
So many women come in all the time and they're fatigued and they get blood tests done and they say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. It's all in your head.
Yeah.
And then they come in and they get a thermogram. We go, no, it's not all in your head. It's actually there in the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows toxicity and it shows heavy metals. So we can reveal virtually everything on a thermogram, and it's a very powerful tool.
Wow. Well,
so we term it as the most sophisticated and only diagnostic truly yearly physical exam.
Well, and I'm thinking of this, and insurance probably doesn't cover it, right?
Correct.
There you go. Because and it's just like this big game, like the medical community and the insurance companies all play with our lives, basically.
Right.
You know,
and when you think of the investment, you know, it's very small, and the education is power, And so we educate all of our people.
Absolutely.
About everything.
Yes.
And we'll spend a lot of time with our people to make sure every single question is answered. And that's a very unique thing, because most people come in and they say, my doctor doesn't listen to me, he doesn't honor what I say, and he never answers any questions, and he never spends any time with me.
Yeah.
So we do exactly the opposite.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's so good to have you in studio. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
No, thank you.
It was a pleasure. And we've got a great show continuing on with Daniel Tagg. We're going to be talking about plantar fasciitis. Did I say it correctly? Plantar?
Fasciitis.
Sure. Fasciitis. There you go. Yeah, well.
You can say it fasciitis.
Fascia. Yeah, and illustrated, actually, in formal English. You do say it illustrated. Yes, you do. Someone told me that the other day. I'm telling you. It's still English, but formal British.
I'm dropping
English.
It.
Okay, we're going to drop it. We'll be back. Stay tuned, everyone. Love all this upbeat music, Ronaldo. Thank you very much. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio and Dr. Michael Einson. Before we get to the content, I want to let you know that you can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher and or Spotify, or you can go straight to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, plant-based protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. And they actually have a new app that I downloaded on my phone this morning and ordered their new product. Isn't it keto friendly?
It's clean greens and protein. So get your greens and your protein.
And it's only on their app. And it's very slick. And then I just paid for it with my Apple Pay.
And that was Sun Warrior?
Sun Warrior.
Yeah, they also have chocolate, and they have both chocolate
another keto product as well, like a clean keto. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Clean keto, plant-based protein powder, so because you're on the ketogenic diet. Yep. Daniel Tagg over there along with Sean Wells. And for people maybe just now joining us that don't know the history, Daniel Tagg and Sean Wells are very good friends. That's how we met Daniel Tagg, and he's one of Sean's trainers. But I want to also let you know that our other sponsors, Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas, Enviromedica, which, by the way, will be at Paleo FX. You heard about their criteria list, how they only hook up connect themselves with the best companies out there. Enviromedica is one of them, and Wild Foods is also going to be at Paleo FX. They are small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. And of course, Karma Baker, one of my favorite little bakeries in Southern California. Always vegan, organic, gluten-free. And I love that they bake with a consciousness of, like, while they're baking, they just do
baking
all this really...
Baking
with love. I know you're like, yeah, really, Bernadette? But they're...
It's good, but I'm just picturing this thing. I'm like, that's a great atmosphere to work in.
Imagine if you baked cookies when you're angry. They're going to taste bad,
yeah,
you know?
That's true. It is. It is. We've talked about that many times on the show, that even if you have angry words or unkind words and you repeat it to water, you can change the actual crystallization of the water and destroy it, make it dead water, right?
Something
you ever
like
seen
that?
That was
Dr. Emoto's work.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who came to Dallas and lectured, and he took pictures of crystals and showed that if you're holding a crystal and praying over it, it produced the most gorgeous, symmetrical snowflake kind of look.
Right.
And then if you hold a crystal and were angry with somebody, it was dark, amorphous, and your body is 70 to 75% water.
Right.
So you're creating your soup every day. So if you're a happy camper, you're creating good, beautiful crystals that are healthy. If you're cranky or judgmental
or angry
or any of those negative emotions, you're creating a very gnarly interior.
Absolutely.
Try it with the plant. Daniel, let us know.
Same with a plant.
I've heard about that with plants. Like if you degrade them and stuff, they wither and stuff. Yeah. And you mentor
it's real
them and
stuff.
Yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Well, so let's have beautiful words for the rest of the show. We always do anyway. I mean, I only thing I get angry at is like big pharma, big chemical, you know, big government. Big,
no, you
know,
the usual. You have to bless them.
What?
You have to bless them.
I do have to bless them.
Sending love.
Yes.
If you get upset at them, the first person who suffers is
me. That's right. I know. Somebody's got to do it. Dr. Einstein. Someone has to do it. Okay. Well, let's talk about this plantar fasciitis.
Fascia. So it's fascia.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't see an A here, so I'm Italian. You know, if I see a fascia, I would say it, but it's a confusing word. Actually, SC is SCA in Italian.
Fasciitis.
Like fiaschetti, S-C-H-E-T-T-I. Yeah, but anyway, but that's what we're talking about. And yes, it's great to have you back in studio. I've missed you. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, muscle activation techniques, and he is a licensed massage therapist, holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. I forgot about that. Isn't there something else, too?
There's a lot of different things.
An off-duty cop, something like that?
No.
Oh, I still want to do that.
There's a lot of different things. But yeah, that's the short list.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to have you in studio. So let's talk about this plantar
fasciitis. There we go.
All right, let's do it. What do you want us to know? I know it's a very broad term, but it's usually a pain in the heel or the arch of the foot, right?
It is. It's pretty much described anything in the bottom of the foot as far as pain. Yes.
Okay.
It's
so I have
sharp,
this.
Yeah, sharp pain in the heel or the arch of the foot or cramps, like that.
Is it typically just one foot? Because I only have it in my right foot.
I tend to see people more that just is bothering them in one foot, but I've seen people with both feet as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to start seeing a chiropractor for the first time because my gait is so messed up. And my massage therapist told me, she said, I really think you should see a chiropractor, which you are a chiropractor.
Yes, ma'am.
As well as a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Michael Einstein. You can find him at thermographycenter.com. Okay, but let's talk about this. So what's really the cause of it, you guys?
So there are many different causes, and I just found out a new one, or at least a different way to diagnose it through the teeth, which is really interesting. I never heard about that, which that's awesome. But most of it is coming from compensation. From my expertise, it's coming from compensation of muscles in the foot or the ankle or the knee even that can be weak, and then you compensate. And if you go out and you do repetitive movement with not the right shoes or without shoes or do something like that, then you stress it out, and then it starts to tell you something is wrong.
Well, I walk around barefoot all the time, so someone told me that that's one of the reasons why, that I need more cushioning on my feet.
It depends on where you're walking.
Because I have concrete floor. I'm on the concrete or the grass.
And that's the thing. It's like the grass, probably not, because our feet were not designed to be stuck in these feet, these shoes with all these arches and all this stuff. But they also weren't designed to walk on pavement.
Right.
So there's that middle ground of if you're on pavement, you need to have a little bit of cushion. And if you're on grass, then I'd say go barefoot. Because most of the time, a lot of times what tends to cause plantar fasciitis is people put it, you know, in this big brace of a shoe. It's like having a cast on. And then you go.
Or they do surgery too. That's another thing. And this is not an age thing either, because I know people in their 20s that have had it. And so it's not an age thing. And so, but another person told me that they thought that it was an energy thing, that if you've got emotional baggage that you're carrying around, it'll basically come out in your body. And one of the ways that it comes out is in this plantar fasciitis.
That could totally be true as well. There's many different things that can happen. But the main thing is that we need to figure out on what things are weak structurally and within the biomechanics of the foot, and then start to strengthen them. Like whether it's because of a tooth connected to an organ, or it's from the...
People are just going, what? A tooth? Where'd that come from? But doctor, explain to us, doctor, about what you said during the break.
This is classical medicine that comes from Europe, again, holistic dentists, where holistic dentistry started. It's very well documented that every single tooth goes to an organ. And so the organ then can reflect back from that tooth, causing interference, and it can cause dysfunction of an organ. It can also cause dysfunction of a joint. I had a world-renowned climber who had been to everyone and spent like $30,000 and still couldn't find out what was wrong. He came in, he got a thermogram. I said, well, it's a pretty simple thing. The tooth that goes to your left shoulder is totally infected. He said, well, I go to my dentist all the time. I said, do you go to a biological dentist or a normal dentist? He said, what's a biological dentist? So that was a whole nother conversation. But basically, I said, you get that tooth fixed and your shoulder will heal. And he went and got the tooth fixed and his shoulder went away.
Wow.
So every, it's the same thing with your spine. You were saying you're going to go to a chiropractor to find out what's happening with your spine.
That's what she
said. Yeah, but the question is, every single spinal segment goes to an organ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if the organ is off, then it goes back and creates dysfunction in the spine. So your spine can be totally healthy, but they're going to adjust things because they don't look at the organ connection to that spinal segment.
Wow.
So again, the thermogram will show you how the spine is, how the cranial bones are aligned, and if those organs that you are going to certain areas of your back are misaligned. So it can happen the same thing with the biomechanics of the body and looking at the feet.
Wow.
Is the spine misaligned? Is the sacrum misaligned? Is the coccyx misaligned?
That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a great creation we live in.
It is.
The divine did a good job.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Such a pleasure to have you in studio today.
It's exciting to be here.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I got to get out of here. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.